You are with News Radio 840 WHAS. Terry Miners here. We've been helping local businesses keep your names and image out in front of people so that we remind you to keep ordering takeout food. And now that you can go in and with certain limitations, do that as well. Brent George is a Louisville legend. He's got Cunningham's Creekside. Hey, Brent.
How you doing, Terry?
Good to have you on. It was fun to visit the other day. Did you notice I showed up with two of my friends on the first day we were allowed to show up for lunch?
I did notice it, and I seemed like I noticed when the bill got there that you made it somehow ended up going up to take a restroom break. And they waited at the proper time, and then they finally came with the plastic. And and they both kind of looked at me with that, you know, kind of that wink.
It's Steve Bass's fault. Here's the problem. Steve Humphreys, my other buddy, the three of us, we said, when the restaurant's open, what do you want? And I said, I want a fish sandwich. It's the Catholic boy in me, and there's only one place to go get it. So we came to Cunningham's, and Steve Bass pulls out his phone, and he always has this thing, hey, let's flip cards to see who gets the bill. And it's like, if that thing is rigged, I tell him that every time.
Well, we enjoyed having you guys there. Well, that was for sure.
Don't get pulled into that game with Steve Bass. That's all I can say. All right, tell me, how's it gone since they allowed you to let in whatever capacity, 33%?
Well, it has been okay so far. Unfortunately, my old friend, not the coronavirus, but my old friend, Mother Nature, got me again over the weekend where the river came up over the banks where exactly where you were sitting was about a foot and a half underwater.
Oh my.
On Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So we weren't able to do as much as we would normally do outside. And, you know, we had hopes and expectations even to see people down on the dock level, right at the creek level. But it just didn't work out. It has receded now, and, you know, we're in the process of re-cleaning it and getting it ready to go for this weekend. So, you know, again, it was my old floodwater friends again were back. But, again, it was just over the dock. And, you know, it's just a different ball game right now because, you know, now instead of just looking at ordering, you know, the proper amounts of fish and ground beef and produce and whatnot, it's like, do we have enough masks? Do we have, do we have enough thermometers? Do we have enough sanitizer? Do we have enough? You know, it's a whole different checklist now because, you know, the number one goal is to keep everybody safe. Not only the customers coming in, but my employees, and just making people feel they're as in a clean of environment as you can possibly get. And, you know, in addition to then putting on your restaurant hat and just running the restaurant.
Exactly. And your people were great, by the way. The other day, everybody's wearing a mask and everybody practicing their social distancing and doing what they needed to do, taking all their CDC precautions. But what I miss is being able to go in. Your people are so good. I've been to your place 1,000 times over the years, but they're friendly and it's nice to have that interaction. And it's kind of limiting for all of us everywhere we go. So I'm glad we're at least able to get the doors open and get things cracking again, just so we can get back in the dance a little bit. The food's great over and over again. But again, like you said, I guess it's difficult to order wondering in advance what people will need from you day to day, right?
Yes. Well, again, I mean, you can look at it two ways. You can sit and lament about 33%, but it was zero. You know, it was zero before it and was all takeout. I mean, you have to start somewhere. You know, there was no expectation whatsoever that you were just going to open the doors and everything was going to be the way it was. So, I mean, the 33% does allow us to kind of, you know, get into this new reality of how we're going to operate. And, you know, actually, you know, gives us a little bit of time to kind of ramp up, you know. So, I mean, obviously we couldn't do this forever, but this gave us a good starting point because it would have been literally like opening a brand new restaurant had it been just 100% from day one and with all the different precautions and things that we're doing. It would have made the job extremely tough. So I mean, in some ways, that part is okay. I mean, I already feel better 1 week into it. You know, I'm already feeling a lot better, and we seem to be a little bit more into a routine than we were with, you know, that very first day.
Is much of the menu available, or are you having to limit that?
No, the entire menu's available. The entire menu's available. The only thing that people will notice that's different is, you know, we not only do we serve a wide variety of food, you know, but we also have a full service bar, you know, both with alcohol, wine, and beer. But, you know, now they're just, you just cannot sit at the bar. I mean, you can't sit at the bar. You can order at your tables, any alcohol to supplement your meal, or even walk up, you know, take your drink and go outside on the balcony area, or excuse me, on the deck area. But, you know, everything else is, that part of it, everything's the same. In fact, one of the things that's been a little different is the ABC has relaxed the rules a little bit and allowed us to sell alcohol to go, you know, as long as it's in a closed container. So yeah, the people now that call for a couple fish sandwiches and French fries on their way home, you know, we can sell them a couple beers, you know, throw it in the bag with it. So
fantastic. All right, are you still using the phone number 228-DOC?
228-DOC, yes.
I mean,
all you
got
to remember is that prospect, the first three numbers, DOC. And so, yeah, that's exactly right.
And that was a great get for you, 228-DOCK, because obviously it's Cunningham's Creekside right next to the water. And you say the water's receded enough so you can use your outdoor patio.
Outdoor patio, and we'll be serving on the deck this weekend as well. And if I can just take one quick second to thank not only the prospect community, but I think just Louisville in general. You know, when we were closed for 9 weeks, the people, we were very surprised about the takeout business. We were overwhelmed by it. Not only that, but the generosity that they did towards the, and I mentioned that to you guys the other day about the tipping of my employees and stuff. You know, these were shared tips, and it motivated them even more when they were coming in there working, you know, at the early stages of this virus. And, I mean, people just could not have been more generous. It was terrific, and I just thank them.
Well, I'm glad you've been able to retain your employees to the level that you have. It's a heck of a challenge, Brent, and I'm sure more people are going to keep rolling into Cunningham's, because I mentioned fish sandwiches, but usually that one lady that greets me at the door all the time always says, "Fried chicken guy, right?" And I said, "That's me."
Right, but we, you know, we're more than just a one-trick pony. I mean, we're more than just a one-trick pony. I mean, we, like I said, we have a little bit. We have a little bit of everything for everybody. So, you know, as I said, if fish isn't your fancy, we have some. You know, we've got some other very good things on the menu.
What time you open every day?
11 o'clock. 11 o'clock every day, and we close from Sunday to Thursday, at 9 o'clock, and then on Friday and Saturday night, we're open till 10. Those hours, once we go to full capacity a little later in the summer, those will, all the closing times will increase by an hour later. But right now, kind of in this getting back into business, we're closing at 9 through the week, and then 10 o'clock on the weekends.
All right, keep it up, Brent. Great talking to you.
Thank you, Terry.
Brent George, he's the owner of Cunningham's Creekside. That's on River Road in Prospect. Just go up River Road. The food is outstanding. It's a legendary place. Phone number 228-DOC.